Among the rites of spring in New Hampshire is the annual hustle to get kids signed up for summer camp. This year, inmates in the New Hampshire state prison system are joining the fray. As NHPR's Dan Gorenstein reports, the Department of Corrections is offering its first ever summer camp for the children of incarcerated fathers.
There's a saying when you're in prison. After 3 years, people start to drop off.
You start to lose friends. You start to lose letters. You start to lose contacts.
That's 44-year-old Michael Cerisi, who understands that loss. He served 4 years so far, with as many as 8 more to go.
And it's only with your close family that you really maintain any kind of contact. And even then, sometimes they tend to fall off.
Cerisi knows about that, too. When he first arrived at the Concord Men's Prison, his twin boys used to visit every 2 weeks. Then it was once a month. Now they're 9, and he hasn't seen them in 4 months. Cerisi says when they do come, he peppers them with questions, trying to get to know them.
I want to know their hobbies, their interests, what's going on. You know, you're starting to like girls. You know, what friends do you have? You know, who's coming around? Anything, like, intimate.
That kind of intimacy is hard to come by in prison, especially in the Concord Men's Prison visiting room.
There's, you know, 100 or so other people and 50 or so other kids, and kids just want to play with other kids. They say, hi, Dad, I love you, and big hugs, but then they go and play.
That's Christina Toth, who runs the Family Connection Center for the New Hampshire Department of Corrections. She says for the past 13 years, the department has worked to build relationships between incarcerated parents and their children. Toth says corrections officials have embraced running a summer camp to the point where wardens will transfer inmates from Berlin to Concord if necessary.
Everyone I've agreed with, any of the fathers in Berlin that are part of our program, you know, could they be moved down for a week? Sure, no problem. It's amazing.
This August, as many as 20 kids will spend 12 days at Camp Spalding in Penacook, a few miles from the prison. Most of that time will be spent doing campy things, arts and crafts, canoeing, ropes courses. But for 2 days, Toth says kids will be with their dads in a totally different way.
They're talking and they're hugging and they're eating together and they're doing normal everyday activities together. What I hope those children get is the knowledge that they're loved.
This summer camp idea comes out of the Washington, D.C.-based nonprofit Hope House. Hope House has run 27 camps across 3 states. The group's director, Carol Fennelly, thinks the program works because the intense time together forces dads to ask themselves probing questions.
What is my legacy going to be in this world? What am I going to leave behind? These guys are behind bars. They don't have the ability to create that legacy. All they have is their kids. And I think that for them, that becomes the transcendent thing. And are they going to leave a positive legacy in that child or a negative legacy in that child?
Fennelly says she believes that self-examination leads to transformation.
I know we've got some bad guys in there who've done some bad things. I'm not delusional about who they were. But in prison with their children, they're just dads.
The more these inmates think of themselves as dads, the New Hampshire Department of Corrections believes, the better. Research suggests a good bond helps keep the parent from returning to prison and helps make sure the kid never winds up there. Concord inmate Michael Cerisi says the hope of getting his kids to camp this August is keeping him on the straight and narrow. Cerisi says he doesn't want to blow this chance.
On the visitor schedule, if you break it down, I only get to see them 2 days out of the year by the hours that I get to see them, which is absolutely nothing. So to have an extra 2 days of like full contact, like, means the world to me.
Only a tiny fraction of the some 800 fathers in the New Hampshire prison system will be directly involved in this program. But this whole concept, Camp for Kids of Incarcerated Dads, is so popular, several inmates are making the rounds raising money for scholarships. They think they can raise enough among themselves that they'll be able to help send a few kids to camp. For NHPR News, I'm Dan Gorenstein.
And NHPR senior reporter Dan Gorenstein is in the studio to follow up on that story. Dan, first of all, now senior reporter, congratulations.
Thanks very much, Virginia.
It's great to have you
here.
Nice
to be here.
And terrific job on the story. So how does this work? Will inmates actually be staying at summer camp, at sleepaway camp?
Not in this program, Virginia, no. What's going to happen? There are going to be a couple of field trips. The kids are going to be at camp right near the prison, 5-10 miles from the prison, and two of the 12 days they'll be at camp will actually be spent at the Concord Men's Prison at the campus. And the prison, the program is really sort of an arts and crafts-based program, a curriculum, and, you know, it actually starts out in this cute way where you've got the inmates that are participating are going to be putting on some sort of skit for the kids, and one that's just obviously an icebreaker, but two, interestingly, talking to the woman from Washington, D.C., who conceived of this idea, she said really, in some way, really what the point of that skit is for the inmates themselves to get to know each other and trust each other and build kind of rapport amongst each other as they kind of meet the kids with this same face. And so the kids are going to be there, I don't know, 8 o'clock in the morning until 2 o'clock in the afternoon. They'll eat breakfast and lunch there with their dads. So the inmates are, though, not going to camp.
They won't be going to camp. But in some way, they're doing those camp-like things, yes. Right? The icebreakers. And I wonder, so much about prison life must be about the dynamic between the prisoners and, you know, we hear of anyway, those dramatized vendettas or violence. Is there any concern about issues of security for the kids themselves? I mean, what's the DOC doing about that?
Well, you know, one thing that I asked Christina Toth, who's going to be sort of running this up for the Department of Corrections, and what she said is that pretty much any inmate is eligible except for inmates who've committed any sort of sex crimes against children. Those are the only folks that are not eligible to participate in this program. That seemingly makes a lot of sense. Mm-hmm. Here, there will be security on hand or what have you, but I think this program's been up and running for years. Over a decade, even it's been run in a maximum security prison down in Maryland. People feel pretty comfortable that this is a fairly safe space for kids and their fathers.
Prison, of course, a terrible strain on a lot of families. Now, did you find a kind of typical family scenario for kids who are applying for camp? Are they tending to live with their mothers? Are their mothers still married to their fathers? How does it work?
Well, I'm sure this is going to be no surprise to you. I mean, these, you know, a lot of these are very complicated family relationships in all kinds of various ways. I don't think there's one sort of carbon copy there at all. I think really what you've got, though, is you've got caretakers, whether they be grandparents or mothers or whoever, who are going to have to ask themselves questions. One thing to know is, like, it's $1,000, so it's a lot of money to send your kid to camp. So people have to come up with that. But people in these complicated relationships have to think about the value that they place on the child and the father spending time. And I was talking with Christina Toth at Department of Corrections, and she said, you know, some of the caretakers, sometimes mothers or ex-wives, want to kind of get back at the dads in a certain way. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Toth and others are really trying to encourage people to think about this, what's in the best interest for the child, and really trying to emphasize that.
I noticed you did never say why Michael Cerisi was in prison.
No, I didn't. He wasn't in, he committed robbery. And the reason I didn't is because something that they talk about is, as much as they can, they want the Department of Corrections wants these guys to think of themselves as fathers first, not as inmates, not as prisoners, not as convicts, because that's going to help build the relationship, the bond between child and parent.
Has Michael found out yet if his son was chosen for camp?
His twins, no. He has not found out yet. That we're going to find out more. Hopefully I'll be doing a story this summer, and that we'll be able to answer that question.
Yeah, that's
then.
Interesting. You're thinking of actually going.
Oh, I'd love to.
Oh. NHPR senior reporter Dan Gorenstein, thanks so much.
Thank you, Virginia.
You'll find a link to his story in the New Hampshire Department of Corrections' first ever summer camp for children of inmates. That's at wordofmouthradio.org. And we will be listening as Dan follows up on the story. And let's cross our fingers that he can go. Coming up, we'll go through some listener feedback, including a question about how we choose music for the show. After that, a terminally experiential journalist goes undercover, this time as a health nut. You're listening to Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio and online anytime at wordofmouthradio.org.